From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The State Department issued an alert today to Americans in Europe. It's advising U.S. citizens living or traveling in Europe to take more precautions for their personal security. Some European officials have spoken publicly about concerns that Al-Qaeda and affiliated organizations continue to plan terrorist attacks. An alert is one step below a formal travel warning advising against going to Europe. Authorities in the Mexican resort of Acapulco are investigating the reported kidnapping of 20 Mexican tourists. Michael O'Boyle reports from Mexico City.
The group of men all worked together as mechanics back in Morelia, in the neighboring state of Michoacán. According to the kidnap report, they had come out to Acapulco for the weekend. Two members of the group witnessed their companion's abduction in an upscale neighborhood just off the main drag of hotels that line the bay. From its heyday when John Wayne roamed its beaches, Acapulco has become a gritty metropolis. Since 2006, it has been increasingly racked by drug violence. A gang from Michoacán has been waging a bloody battle to gain control of Acapulco. Police speculate the men could have been mistaken for gang members. Seven more tourists from the state of Michoacán were also reported missing in Colima State. For NPR News, I'm Michael O'Boyle in Mexico City.
Voting is underway in Brazil for a new president to succeed the popular leader, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. NPR's Juan Ferreiro reports from Rio de Janeiro.
From the Amazon to the beaches of Copacabana, Brazilians vote for a new president to lead their country of 200 million. Lula's chosen candidate is Dilma Rousseff, who's expected to easily overcome her main challenger, José Serra, a former governor. A third candidate, Marina Silva, represents the Green Party. Rousseff is Lula's former chief of staff. In the 60s, she'd also been a leftist guerrilla who'd been captured by the military dictatorship, jailed, and tortured. Analysts say Rousseff is likely to follow the president's prudent macroeconomic policies, policies that help Brazil sustain strong economic growth in Lula's 8 years. What's unclear is if Rousseff will have the skills to build the broad coalition she needs to govern. Juan Ferreiro, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.
Republican Meg Whitman and Democrat Jerry Brown debated each other last night in the race to be the next governor of California. Whitman defended her firing of a housekeeper who was in the country illegally.
I made the hardest decision I have almost made in my life, which was to let her go. And my lawyer said to me, there's not much you can do for Nikki. She forged documents, she was here illegally, and there's really not much one can do.
She said she had no reason to believe that the housekeeper was in the country illegally. Brown said that Whitman failed to treat her employee with respect and decency. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. About 35,000 people attended last night's 25th anniversary Farm Aid concert, which was held in Milwaukee. Some of the performers criticized large so-called factory farms and praised family-run operations. Chuck Hornbach of Wisconsin Public Radio filed this report.
Farm Aid co-founder Neil Young was one of the featured artists at last night's concert. Between songs, he questioned the quality of food coming from larger farms and urged people to seek meat and vegetables from family farms. That message went over well with some audience members, including Mike Manchester of Watertown, Wisconsin.
It's nice to see a movement that brings real food back so we can put real food in our stomachs rather than the food that the corporations are putting out there.
Farm Aid says since 1985, it's raised $37 million to support farmers. But federal statistics show the number of smaller farms continues to decline. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quernbach in Milwaukee.
Tomorrow is the first Monday in October when the Supreme Court traditionally opens its new term. And for the first time, there will be three women on the bench, with the addition of Elena Kagan. She'll have to sit out arguments in 24 of the 51 cases that the court has so far agreed to hear because of her involvement in the cases as Solicitor General, the top lawyer who argues before the Supreme Court on behalf of the government. The court has a number of cases this year on the First Amendment, including the right of an anti-gay religious group to picket military funerals. Another case challenges a California law that bans the sale of violent video games to children. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.
Support for